Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. What a way to end a ball game, huh? Oh, man. This Sunday at 3 o'clock, we have just the people to talk about it. We have the maestro for this show, Daryl Rauter. We also have some time ago for another show at Yavapai College. Your name sure sounds familiar.
Well, I've actually sung here with the group a number of years ago, 4 years ago and maybe nine before that, but I don't know. There's a bunch of Michaels
it's
involved.
Because you've done a lot of shows, and also Susan Nelson's here too, right?
Indeed.
It's in the big show coming up, the Salute to Cole Porter, correct?
Yes.
And Daryl, you're the maestro for this show at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. Tell us why Cole Porter is still huge after all these years.
Wow, what a question. Well, all these years, especially since his first hit was in 1911.
I kind of wish I had the soundtrack to Kiss Me Kate to play in the background, but that's a different story.
At the concert, there's still a few tickets left, mm-hmm. so you can get that thrill by being there. And his career just went up and down. Somehow his style of music went across all the different genres, you know, through big band and boogie, mm-hmm. and rock and roll and all that stuff and all that stuff, and somehow still managed to revive itself. There's been several revivals, even in this century. Recently on Broadway, a revival of Du Barry Was a Lady, a revival of Anything Goes, a revival of Kiss Me Kate, and they're updated, and they're just as jazzy and swingy as they always have. Maybe because it's a basic jazz rhythm, mm-hmm. that he did with his songs, and his lyrics are really clever.
And also, of course, there's a bit of sophistication that was always in his music. And let's not forget the movie treatment, De Lovely, mm-hmm. which brought in a lot of current contemporary performers to do his classic songs. Tell us some of the songs we can hear in the show this Sunday.
Well, we will hear a section of songs from Anything Goes. We're going to hear I Get a Kick Out of You, that Susan here is going to sing. You're the Top. And she'll sing that with Michael Nache, who's not here right now. All Through the Night, Michael Tully here in the studio, and Susan Nelson. Blow, Gabriel, Blow. Those are four big songs from Anything Goes. From Paris, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, that Tony Tennille will sing for us. Mm-hmm. From Du Barry Was a Lady, Friendship, the three that are here in the studio. Well, no, sorry. Christina, Michael, and the other Michael. We've got a bunch of Michaels in this show. This doesn't stop. Can-Can, from that show, the orchestra will feature that. And I Love Paris, again, Tony Tennille. And Michael Tully, Born to Dance, from the show Born to Dance, Hey Babe, Hey, Silk Stockings, All of You, Susan Nelson, from The Pirate, the movie The Pirate, Be a Clown, all four soloists sing that, and from Jubilee, Begin, and that's just Act One, and then in Act Two, it's a huge section of Kiss Me Kate, about nine songs from Kiss Me Kate, and then we finish with The Great Night and Day, which is from Gay Divorce, a Fred Astaire movie, and it was in 1932 that song hit the big time. And our earliest song is from Paris, the show Paris, which was 1928. That's the earliest song we're doing. Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. So, yeah, it's a history lesson. Mm-hmm. But the music is very, very jazzy. And for our orchestra to sound like a jazz band, we've just done some rearranging and some little touch-ups here and there to help them. A little more, you'll hear a little more of the drum kit in the background, you know, banging away and stuff like that. And the tempos are quick and they'll play. It's a far cry from Beethoven and mm-hmm. Mahler.
Indeed. Christina, tell us about your own musical background.
Oh, well, I am the daughter of Daryl Rauter, so I grew up in the opera world.
Well, like it or not, right?
So I think I was just genetically created to sing and be a part of music.
Osmosis, too, probably. Had a lot to do with it, yeah.
I mean, my mom says that they were doing, what opera was it that mom was in when I was about to come out of her body? I forget.
Well, she wasn't singing. I was singing, but she was... Yeah.
Oh, my musical background. I couldn't get away from it. Well, I was five when my mom made me sing Meg from Phantom of the Opera with her as a little duet. Angel of Music.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Angel of Music. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. So, Susan, tell us about your background in music.
Well, both my parents are teachers by profession, but amateur musicians and church musicians by also calling and otherwise. But I grew up playing music and singing. Both my brother and sister play string instruments, so we grew up as a string trio outside of the singing world. But I learned to read music and read words basically at the same time.
Wow.
So I've been doing this in some capacity as a musician probably my whole life. There's recordings of my sister and I singing on tapes in the car when we're very little, and amazingly not terrible. We don't cringe so badly. I've been doing this a long time and have the opportunity now to get to do this great music here in Prescott.
And Michael, tell us about what kind of music you grew up with.
Well, I grew up listening to everything from Bach to rock. In fact, one of my earliest memories was standing on the couch singing to Neil Diamond, the jazz singer, and Barry Manilow, and a little Led Zeppelin in there. So
that's quite a mix.
Yeah, it is. You know, but the great thing about being a singer is that you can learn a lot of different genres and styles, and then hopefully make a living from it. And in this concert, I've heard my colleagues here, so maybe I can speak for them, but we employ both kind of more of a legit style or classical style of singing, but at the same time, we've got that background in pop and jazz, and so that really, really sells the show.
Those are the voices of Daryl Rauter, Christina Rauter, Michael Tully, and Susan Nelson. Lots more coming up with them in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live you know where, in the words of the immortal Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our timeless beauty, Desert Willow.
Large, fragrant burgundy and lavender flowers appear in big, bold clusters all summer long.
This unusual water selection is prized for its long bloom time without setting the usual seed pods.
The flowers are highly attractive to hummingbirds, 100% Arizona native, and just $49.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love their native plants to bloom, they love to shop.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend, Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend, Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
the brakes. Don't mail your ballot. Wait and get to know your candidates running for Prescott Valley Mayor. There will be a mayoral candidate forum Tuesday, August 14th, 5:30 p.m. The event spot, Prescott Valley. Hear what your mayoral candidates, Mike Whiting and Kel Paguta, have to say about Prescott Valley. Seating begins at 5 p.m. Sponsored by Yavapai County Contractors Association, Central Arizona Partnership, and SignalsAZ.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:13 with Daryl Rauter, Kristina Rauter, Michael Tully, and Susan Nelson. They're all part of the production, The Salute to Cole Porter. Daryl, what's the official name for this show for Sunday?
It's called A Cole Porter Celebration, mm-hmm. and it's a rented package of songs that were arranged back in the late 50s, early 60s by Robert Russell Bennett. And some other jazz arrangers as well that I can't recall right now. But they, but this is about when the time when they were putting these packages together for pop symphonies, for the Boston Pops, and you know any organization that had besides their regular concert schedule of serious music would also have a summer schedule. So like Ravinia, the Chicago Symphony Chorus, and Chicago Symphony would perform these packages in Ravinia, and these packages would include. Rodgers and Hammerstein and Andrew Lloyd Webber, Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern, and Gershwin, and all those nice, neat little packages. And it's nice, it's easy to get those and work with those instead of trying to draw and pick songs out of somebody's library and find the parts all written out and all tied. It's all tied in nice and neat so you have a nice concert. It comes out of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Library, music library in New York. It's all rented, so it comes with parts for the orchestra and parts for the chorus. We have the Prescott Pops Symphony Chorus involved in this concert, and so we have 72 of them. So we get we rent 75 booklets and all the parts, and of course then we have to get the soloists as well.
Sure.
We like to get our soloists when we can from out of town so that we can... so that we can treat our audiences, our local audiences, to some voices they haven't heard before.
Sure. Speaking of out of town, tell us about your favorite out of town performing venues.
My favorite out of town performing venues. Well, I always liked Charleston in the spring, you know, the Espoleto Festival USA. Of course, the it's a matching festival for the Espoleto Festival in Italy. I did the one in Charleston. That's a very nice place to go. And it's also nice to go to Europe and do some of the venues there. I toured with the ASU Choral Union a number of times back in the day before I became a school teacher. So we're talking about 20 years ago. It was nice to sing in Paris and
I can imagine.
The south of England, all the little small little towns, St. Petersburg, all throughout Italy, Venice, Florence, Lake Como, Naples, all of just about anywhere in Europe.
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty amazing.
Just because we all need to, I mean, I was born and bred a Midwesterner originally from Chicago, and we all do need to get out. You can't just stay in your little suburb town.
Indeed.
And even more than just get out, if you can get to the other side of the world, you learn a lot more from cultures, and you learn a lot more about yourself and about where we're at. And instead of just only knowing where the next street is.
And the last time you were on the show, I asked you, tell me what it's like to sing a composition from a composer in the very town where that composer lived.
That's a very, very hard to describe feeling. It's a feeling, I felt a kind of a warmth and nervousness and closeness. And I'm specifically talking about I'm talking about singing Monteverdi in the Douay Friars Church. I'm not sure if I'm saying the title. It's in Venice, and it's the Church of the Two Friars.
Mm-hmm.
And but in Italian, it's turned around. But in that church, in right next to the altar, is Claudio Monteverdi's grave. So when
no
you're singing Monteverdi,
right?
So when you're singing Monteverdi, and his grave is just over there. Yes, there's a bit of a kind of a tingling sensation as you're singing.
So, Daryl mentioned Chicago a couple times. Susan, that's your background, correct?
It is. I have lived in Chicago since 2002. I'm originally from Princeton, Illinois, which is about 2 hours west of the city, but managed to get in a lot to come to symphony concerts and other musical experiences when we were kids, and then made Chicago my home after grad school and have got a chance to be there and throughout the Midwest doing a lot of small opera companies and also some orchestra appearances as well. So places like South Bend Symphony, Fort Wayne Philharmonic. I've sung in the chorus at Grant Park Music Festival for 14 seasons, which is a great outdoor festival. That's when you're thinking about wonderful places to sing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a wonderful opportunity. It's a free festival that the city sponsors, all with professional musicians. They bring in people from around the world to perform with our local chorus and orchestra to perform for audiences in an outdoor venue where everyone is allowed to come as they are, have a picnic, and be outside in the middle of the city under the mm-hmm. stars. It's quite a wonderful experience for families and classical musical lovers alike.
One beautiful summer night in Chicago, I was at Grant Park for the Chicago Symphony Orchestra performing in the band shell. And not only adding to the wonderful ambiance with the cool lake breezes right behind us, they were handing out free samples of Starbucks Java chip ice cream. So it was a night that was heavenly. But I have to add this, since you're familiar with Chicago.
Yeah.
I visited the Opera House in the South Loop one time. Magnificent inside. You will not believe what production we saw there. Wait until you hear this title. Titanic the Musical.
I was actually in that. Phoenix, actually.
Doesn't that sound like an oxymoron? Titanic the Musical?
Well, hey, the musicians were playing as the ship went down.
Wow. Well, in addition to that, tell us about some other shows you've done, some other cities and venues.
Sure.
Performed.
I grew up in Milwaukee, a little mm-hmm. bit north of Chicago, and found myself at Arizona State University 20 years ago. And that's where I met Mr. Rowder here. He was speaking of ASU Choral Union.
Mr. Rowder. Maestro.
Maestro. Maestro.
Yeah, show some respect here.
Thank you very much.
It's that Wisconsin accent. I actually said maestro, but it came out as Mr. But yeah, we sang together at the Cathedral de la Madeleine because the Notre Dame Cathedral was under construction. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's right. And it was hot.
Right.
It was stiflingly hot.
Yeah. But yeah, I've done some musical theater things. Moved to Sacramento for a while, sang with the Sacramento Philharmonic. Moved up to Lincoln, Nebraska about 13 years ago for my doctorate in vocal music and have been there ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And do a production or two every year. And so I'll keep myself busy in all manners of musical endeavors.
Now, we had Michael back in about 4 years ago, as the last time we had him as a soloist, when we did our production of the concert version of Pirates of Penzance,
mm-hmm.
because I believe him to be the ultimate modern major general. He is the only one I know that I've been able to hear who can successfully sing the third encore of I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General, and he can go fast.
And is it the mangling of the lyrics that makes that so difficult in most people's cases?
Yeah, I think that they had a sadistic little thing about themselves, you know, with Gilbert and Sullivan mm-hmm. trying to put those lyrics in such a way that you couldn't do it. I'm not going to put him on the spot to make him do it because I think he has to work his way up for it.
That's something you do have to practice for, I'm sure.
But he could do it.
I am the very model of a modern general. Yeah, it's too fast right now. I got to warm up.
You know, the closest I've ever heard to that was Gordon Lightfoot during the Leroy Van Dyke song, The Auctioneer, and that was mangling enough. Kristina, tell us about some of the favorite places you performed having grown up in a musical family.
Oh, favorite places. Well, there was this one time I was with my dad and mom, and we sang it in Carnegie Hall. That was pretty cool in New York.
In Carnegie Hall, nice.
Yeah. I forget what requiem that was.
That was the Mozart requiem.
Mozart.
And we were all in the chorus.
Yes.
We were part of what happens a lot, where a lot of different choruses throughout the country can sign up and kind of send a tape in and then be selected and then become a big, large 200 voice chorus to perform in Carnegie Hall. And you pay a fee and you stay a few nights.
You pay a fee. We pay to sing.
Always pay a fee. So instead of getting paid
cool.
a fee.
That was pretty cool. And then I'm from Los Angeles currently, so I've done a lot of shows there. I think that's it. My life is rather boring.
Wait a minute. Oh. I don't like when she skips by her Best Actress Award, her LA Ovation Award.
Very
best
nice.
Best Actress in a Lead Role.
Yes. Very nice.
For the role of Mother in Ragtime. Honey, don't forget to say these things.
I know. Because when you're on the radio. You know, that's what you're here for. So I just like to sit back and listen. I was not there to receive that award. Thank goodness.
Nope.
I would have said
I
some
had to go
stupid
and receive
stuff
it.
If I was up on that stage.
You know, you say Los Angeles. I lived there for 3 years, and 2 weeks before I moved to Arizona, I had one of the great bucket list moments of my life. When I was a teenager, I idolized Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. And 2 weeks before I left for Arizona, I saw Herb Alpert with his wife, Lanny Hall, and Sergio Mendez at the Hollywood Bowl. My first time there. What an amazing experience. But you've got so many great performance venues in Southern California. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would take a lifetime to reach them all, wouldn't it?
A lifetime.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's about like 10 years.
10 years, good enough. PAC, you can get your tickets at ycpac.com.
And as of right about 5 minutes ago, there's
you don't
only
have
30,
any tickets
there's
left,
33
right.
tickets left.
Yeah, you better act quick. You better act quick for that. And we've got more coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Hello, this is Ed Walsh for Lamb Nissan, where the summer savings are sizzling.
Right now, all 2018 Altimas are 25% off. Drive an Altima S for only $18,285. That's $6,000 in savings. Or get a brand new Sentra for under $16,000. Need something bigger? Drive a 2018 front-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $21,488. Or a brand new all-wheel drive Nissan Rogue S for only $22,988. Your choice. Over $4,500 off. Rather have a truck? Why buy you? Used when you can buy new for less. Drive a 2018 Frontier for under $20,000. Plus, we're offering 0% financing for 60 months on all 2018 models.
Go to lambnissan.com for all of our great specials and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. I'm Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan, and we're here to serve.
Prices include all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dealer doc fee, and $385 3M package. 2018 Altima must finance within MAC. Offer expires July 31st, 2018.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
Let's face it, Martha McSally is pretending. McSally is a liberal who supports big spending, special interests, and amnesty for illegal immigrants. Leading conservative groups give her voting record an F and rate her one of the most liberal Republicans in Congress. Listen to what Martha said about President Trump's plan to secure our borders when she campaigned against him.
I condemned what he said. This is against everything that we believe in.
Never Trumper Martha refused to endorse President Trump, even leaving open the possibility of voting for Hillary Clinton. But now, Martha and her establishment allies are trying to trick us, spending millions to paint liberal Martha as a conservative. They even scrubbed McSally's website, removing statements supporting amnesty and Obama's immigration policies. Don't fall for Martha and her Washington tricks. Please support Dr. Kelly Ward, the only Senate candidate who supports President Trump's conservative agenda and can win.
Kelly Pack is responsible for the content of the ad, not affiliated with any candidate or candidates committee. KellyPack.us.
Since 2011, we've leased 4 vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac for our family needs and small business. We live in North Phoenix, and people ask us why we travel an hour to purchase vehicles from Lamb Chevrolet in Prescott. Lamb Chevrolet Cadillac lets us easily view new car inventory online, comparison price shop, and communicate via email to answer questions we may have. We enjoy the short drive and respite from Valley Heat, the small town, personal customer service, and prices better than we can find locally. Basically, leasing our vehicles through Lam Chevrolet Cadillac has saved us considerable time, money, and headaches. Good folks to deal with. Joanne from Phoenix.
Thanks, Joanne. We sure appreciate all of our customers here at Lam Chevrolet. Come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lam Chevrolet, we're here to serve. Chevrolet, find new roads. Go to lamchevrolet.com or call 928-778-5262.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 327 with Daryl, Christina, and Michael and Susan from the Prescott Pop Symphony's production, the Cole Porter Tribute, coming up Sunday at 3 o'clock at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center only. How many tickets left, Daryl?
33, and I get that from the box office about before we went on the air.
Mm-hmm. And Maestro, tell us what's new coming up for the Prescott Pops.
Well, the Prescott Pops, they have a concert coming up just with the Pops of what they call their favorites. So the instrumentalists themselves have chosen by lottery their favorite pieces, and our music director Joseph Lace has put together a program. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be interesting, and for once. The symphony players are playing what they want to play, all right? Okay, and then the next one after that would be the annual Christmas program, which is the second Sunday in December, and I believe that's December 9th. I'm just calling that off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure of that. That'll be traditional Christmas favorites that we've done in the past, and that concert always sells out very quickly, so and that involves also the Prescott Symphony Chorus. And then they do a program in February and repeat it for the schools with the music memory. It's going to be a program called Easy to Love, and it's a variety of love songs and such, lovely music. And I hope it sells to those kids that come out of the school. Of course, you know, kids just want to get out of school and hear anything, so, you know. Then following year, the Prescott Symphony will start up its season. Its season really goes from June through to about March, whenever that music memory is. And we are trying to program something really special for the Prescott Symphony Chorus and the Pops for next summer, because it'll be our 13th year. And we're very anxious about that. And it'll be the 25th. Year for the Prescott Pops. And so we're looking at figuring out how we can mix in some Gershwin with some Kern and with some and possibly a little Gilbert Sullivan, instead of getting one of these packages, we're going to kind of, you know, go through a lot of different things and a lot of different genres and see what we can do. Some movie soundtracks and such. We're going to look at things like the soundtrack to The Robe from 1953, and wherever the chorus has got to sing, you know, lots of hallelujahs and ahs and oohs and all that stuff while the symphony's playing.
I grew up listening as a little boy. My mom and dad always played the soundtracks to South Pacific Music Man in Oklahoma.
Right.
I heard those every day as a kid.
Those are the greats.
Indeed they are.
And anyway, so that's a look at about a year out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we're always trying to find a way to wait for Les Miserables to be released, where we could do that.
Sure.
A concert version of that.
And, very good.
And right now, it's still on tour, so it's locked up, tight as a drum.
And Kristen, what's up next for you?
Let's see. I'll be going back to Los Angeles after this Sunday. I don't have anything coming up currently, but that's sort of the nature of the game as an actor. I do a lot of auditions. That's always something to look forward to. It's a lot of fun. But I just have to wait and see, and that's really just how the job is.
Sure.
It's always looking for the next job every time you finish something. So you kind of feel like you become a nothing.
When that show finished production, a few months later, she was at the Emmy Awards, and she, you know, got an award for Best Actress. And knowing the show was out of production now and over, she said, "I'm really pleased all of you think I'm a very good actress. The truth is, right now, I'm a very bad waitress." Boy, the life of an actor or musician. Susan, what's up next for you?
Next, I have three Bach cantatas with a group that I perform with in the Chicago area. And I'm also going to be doing a Brahms Requiem also in the Chicago area, the London version, which is with two pianos instead of a full orchestra. So that'll be exciting. And I'm working on some other gigs that should be coming up and hopefully coming through in the next couple of weeks.
And Michael?
Yeah, a couple of months from now, I'll be taking on the persona of Bruce Campbell playing Ash in Evil Dead the musical.
Yeah.
It's actually a reprise for me. We did it last year and it was so successful there in Lincoln, Nebraska that we're putting it on again. It falls around October or Halloween time, so lots of fun chopping things up.
We want to remind our listeners, ycpac.com, just a few tickets left for the tribute to Cole Porter, the full Prescott Pop Symphony. Right, Daryl?
That's right.
That is this Sunday, 3 p.m., correct?
3 p.m. this Sunday.
We 30, thank
31 tickets left.
And counting. We thank Daryl, Christina, Michael, and Susan for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned for local and state news with Link, and then a chat with the performer from the Teen Idols concert. It's going to be Mark Preston. He is singing the Teen Idols at the Elks Theater this Saturday evening, bringing back the 1950s pop sounds. That is coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:41. We have a big show coming up this Saturday at the beautiful Prescott Elks Theater. Mark Preston, tell us what we can expect to see.
Well, hi, DJ. You're going to see a tribute to the great Teen Idols. And it's me, which is very fun to know that I'm now a teen idol at this tender age. Pretty funny, and but that's because I'm a former member of the wonderful singing group, The Letterman.
Oh, really?
And yes, absolutely. And so the show is hosted by a great singer named Miguel Jackson, and then it features two other girls, Jasmine Basham and Addison Bowman. They'll all come out and do their thing before me, and then I'll close things off. And we're going to obviously do a tribute to the what we call the original boy band, the Letterman, and Frankie Valli, and you know, Fabian, and Ricky Nelson, and Bobby Rydell, and all those guys. It's a good show. We did our first one together last night, and it went very, very well received. And we're looking forward to doing it again at the beautiful Elks.
And have you played the Elks Theater before, Mark?
No, this will be my first time there, but a couple of the people, the musicians that I have in my band have played there, and they said it's a wonderful, wonderful theater and a great venue, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And when you walk into the Elks Theater, you're going to think you're walking into opening night at a grand small-town theater in 1905, because that's exactly what it is. It's been restored to its original glory, and even the ushers wear period costumes from that. So it's going to be a really great experience, both for you and for the audience. Now, tell us about, you mentioned the Letterman, which you sang with. I also
yes.
understand that we might hear some songs from the likes of the catalog of Bobby V, Connie Francis, Paul Anka, Pat Boone, Ricky Nelson. That really was a golden age for pop, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, sir. And yes, you will hear music from all those people. It's, you know, the gals will handle obviously all the girls, and between Miguel and I, we'll take care of as many of the guys' songs as we can get to. But it is a fun show. It's very enjoyable. Every song that is going to be performed for you is recognizable, and we encourage obviously people to sing along. You know, enjoy yourselves. It's a good night of really good music, because that was a wonderful age of show business and recording, and it's nice that people want to hear it. It's a wonderful thing. When I was with the group, it was always a lovely thing to look out and see people leaning in and holding hands and putting their arms around each other and reminiscing with another thing, what we call the music of our lives. So it's a fine evening, and we can't wait to be there.
I'm glad you mentioned that part of it, Mark, because I went to the Turner Classic Movies Festival in Hollywood several years ago and saw a 1974 classic, and it was really amazing because you could see the people talking to each other, saying to each other, remember when we saw this when it first came out? That'll happen, too, during the Teen Idol show, because you really take people back to a more innocent time and when we were all very young and idealistic, won't it?
Yes, it is. We will go back, and like I say, the music is good, and that's back when you could understand what people were saying. You could understand it was actually a start, a middle, and a finish to it, and there were no four-letter words, and nobody talking about guns and slapping people around, mm-hmm. and violence and things that unfortunately has begun to permeate the music business. But I think it's a wonderful resurgence to back to common sense and innocence and romance. And you can never go wrong with that because, as I would say when I would be talking, doing our portions of the Letterman show, love songs never, ever go out of style. And like I said, it does us a wonderful thing when we look out into the audience and people are holding hands. Mm-hmm. And leaning on each other. It is truly a wonderful thing. It's going back to music when you actually touched each other when you danced.
And going back to your days with the Letterman, of course, you guys were a huge group in your time. And one of the great things about being a musician, and especially about being a singer, is you can say things in a song that might be kind of awkward in a conversation or face-to-face. And isn't it great? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that's exactly correct. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the reason I brought that up was because you look at a lot of current comedies on TV, and the punchlines, they don't sound normal or natural, like they came out of the human experience. They sound like they came out of a writer's room. When you look at the 1950s and 60s sitcoms, which is still very funny, it's like Shakespeare wrote about the human condition, and that's timeless, and that's reflected in your music, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's like I said, the songs were about everyday things, and it's music you could understand because you lived it each day. And I don't necessarily know that that's the way it is with music today. I mean, when people will come to me as I'm still doing my solo shows, they'll say, "Well, you want to make it more contemporary? You want to do this?" And I say, "Who? Who am I actually going to sing? I'm not going to say an old man, but I've got plenty of gray hair, and I've earned every one of them,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to try to stand up there singing to a backbeat and a rap lyric where I'm, dropping an F-bomb every second phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick to my guns and sing the kind of music that that we love and that brings people together. It's a wonderful time, and we love singing those songs. We love bringing back the memories that we can bring.
And, Mark, tell me about some of your favorite memories as one of the Lettermen.
Well, it was my honor, and I truly do consider it an honor to have been a part of that organization. I was on stage with them. I started in 1984, and I left the group in 2011. We did a lot of years. I've been singing Letterman songs now in my show for 35 years, which is a long time. And we might have a special guest showing up at the Elks. I'm not sure. We've made arrangements for this person to be there, and I hope he comes, he and his lovely wife. But I don't want to give it away just yet. I'm just thinking, I hope. And it will be, I think, quite the pleasure for the audience to meet this man.
Let me ask you this, Mark, because we all know about the music of Ricky Nelson. Of course, he was a big star, the Ozzy and Harriet show in his own music career. Later in his career in the early 70s, he had a big hit with a song called Garden Party, and it was about his disenchantment with doing oldie shows. How do you feel about doing the songs that made your band famous?
Well, I would rather listen to the advice of a person like Lynn Campbell, who said, when you pick your music, you better pick the songs really well, because if one becomes a hit, you're going to sing it for the rest of your life. So with the Letterman, we condensed the songs into, we called it a new hits medley and an old hits medley. And then we also had another medley called the Lesser Hit, which we were known for, but they weren't as big as, say, Going Out of My Head, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, or Summer Place, those kind of things. But there is not a show that goes by, DJ, that I do not sing the songs, because, again, it's the phrase, you just dance with the one that brung you. I mean, we're not going to dwell on the whole night, and when even with the Letterman, we would do songs, we do those medleys of hits, because obviously we'd be remiss if we didn't do them, but we also were more than just those songs. So my show is the same way. It's more than just a seven-minute tribute to my time with the group on the hits that we had and all that stuff. However, a lot of the songs besides those that I do in my show were songs that over the years the Letterman recorded. They were recognizable songs for Letterman fans, but they're not necessarily Letterman hits, you know, like when we do Venus or Sealed with a Kiss or Graduation Day. They're songs that the Letterman recorded, but they were obviously hits for the Four Freshmen and Frankie Avalon and so on. You know? So it's the best of both worlds. It's all wonderful music, and it's recognizable, but I definitely always and always will sing the songs that that got me to where I am today. I'm never going to turn my back on those things, and it's a shame that Mr. Nelson felt that way. Yeah. But that was Ricky, and you know, and it was a big hit for him, and good for him.
You know, Billy Joel was profiled on CBS Sunday Morning last week, and he was talking about how he dropped the song Just the Way You Are from his set because he was sick of singing it. And then one night after a concert, he's accosted by a fan who paid top dollar and drove hundreds of miles to see the show. And she said, you know, I know you may be sick of that song, but that song was our song, and my husband's not with me anymore. And I was so hoping to hear that. And he said,
right
after that, he put it back in his set.
That's exactly right. Like I said, I've known several people that feel, and I don't know why, it's their call, that they'll take away the songs that people actually came to see. And like I say, that's why I respected and always will respect the way the Letterman have handled their business for 58 years now. Because they always do the hits. They always do, and again, like I say, there's no time in the 77 albums that the group recorded and 800-plus songs. Obviously, you can't do them all, so you take the biggest ones, you condense them into a nice 6-, 7-, 8-minute medley, and then a little later in the show, we put the sweaters on, and then we go back and do The Way You Look Tonight, When I Fall in Love, and Summer Place. You know, so the people were still getting a taste of all the songs, but it's impossible to sing them all in their entirety. And the same thing, too, with Billy Joel's thought. It's also impossible to make everybody happy.
Yeah.
So you do your best. You know, you try to put as many hits out there. But for that particular song, yeah, that's a little bigger hit than, Italian Restaurant,
sure,
you know, for Billy Joel. You know, I think more people know Just the Way You Are than they told Bottle of Red, Bottle of White.
Yeah, indeed. Mark Preston, we look forward to your Teen Idol show Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at the beautiful Prescott Elks Theater. You can go online to PrescottElksTheater.com or call 928-777-1370 for your tickets. Get them now because they're going fast. And, Mark, we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Have a great show at the Prescott Oaks Saturday.
Well, thank you very much, sir, and I appreciate you asking me to be a part of your program, and we'll see everybody Saturday night. Looking forward to it.
You bet. It'll be a great show. That's Mark Preston with the Teen Idol Show coming Saturday at 7 to the Prescott Elks Theater. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road to the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
In just a couple of months, I'll be old enough to vote. And according to the media, I'm supposed to be a liberal kid who spends my time worrying about saving trees, gender-neutral bathrooms, and what the Kardashians are wearing. But that's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried because I read in school about our founding fathers. I learned about our Constitution, I memorized the Bill of Rights, and I'm looking at what a mess our government is and wondering if our country will survive long enough for me to be able to do my part to save it and gift it to my kids. That's why I like David Stringer and Noel Campbell. They're real conservatives who are voting to protect our freedoms and restore our constitutional protections. They're fighting for secure borders and a fix to our broken immigration system. They champion limited government and lower taxes, and when they have to spend more money to fix a problem, they don't just throw money at it. They demand accountability because they know it's wrong to saddle my generation with debts we'll have to pay off. David Stringer and Noel Campbell are a great conservative team. Two seats, two votes, two conservatives. Vote Stringer and Campbell for State House. Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer and elect Noel Campbell for House.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Just in case you missed it, the Chicago Cubs hit back-to-back homers off our closer, Brad Boxberger, in the ninth inning and beat the D-backs today 7-6 at Wrigley. The D-backs now head for three games in San Diego. Stay tuned now for Talk of a Town, a Thursday roundtable. Hey, Jody Rooney's in the house. Then join me Monday at 3 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.